if you and I not only believe, but believe, or believe, or believe, or my action, believe you have the purified heart. Number one, he is the one who created me, and he is gonna guide me, and he is guiding me. فَهُوَ يَهْدِينِي. He put it in the present form, meaning he continuously will guide me. What do I learn from this? Number one, practical. He said it. الَّذِي خَلَقَنِي فَهُوَ يَهْدِينِ. When I get up for that salah at 4 o'clock in the morning, I don't say I woke up. I don't say I put the alarm. I don't say it's because of my hard work and my dedication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am up. I say only one answer. How did you wake up? He made me wake up. There's nothing about you in the process. That's what he said. And this gradually in my daily life, practicing this, everything you all said is true. Then it becomes, I don't see anything but Allah. That's true tawheed. I know if my son or my daughter or my husband or my parents are not practicing, I am not going to kill myself. I will treat them well. I'll advise. I give all these, but I know in me, Ya Allah, no one will guide them but you. He's the one who brought you to this class. It's not you. It's not the ads of Jannah Institute. It's not me. It is not the team. Because there's thousands of people out there. Why you are here only? Because he guided me. Meaning, how do I translate this into change my path? When I want something, something pleasing to him, there is only one I am going to call. First, it's him. That's what you all need to learn. First, I call is him. I don't call anybody else. And I don't rely, now comes what you all said, mashallah. I don't rely on anyone else to benefit me or harm me, because that's what he asked them. Do they harm you? Do they benefit you? The answer is no. So this is the first question, the answer he said, or the first definition of Allah. Who is Allah? He said, الَّذِي خَلَقَنِي, he created me. فَهُوَ يَهْدِي, he will guide me. He is guiding me. He will continue to guide me.